What? Bob Elliott and Ray Goulding present the CBS Radio Network.
Hello. Say, what's this little thing here I found nailed against my locker?
What do you mean? What is it?
Well, it says that, that's what I'm not going to say on the air. X numbers of dollars are going to be removed from my salary before I get it every week.
What?
And I'd like to know how that came about.
Oh, I know what that is. There was a man here earlier today.
Oh, there was a man here.
And, it's a legal maneuver, Webley, which we have no way of, stopping. Or S-stopping, as they say in the legal term. You have been garnished for your salary.
Well, what do you know about that?
Well, look, it isn't good.
I've been garnished.
You sure have.
Oh.
And you know the party you had back the first of the month?
I've been garnished.
Well, wait, let me explain.
Hey, congratulations, Webb.
Thank you, Waller.
Why?
Oh,
round of applause.
I think that's good news.
Oh, thank you. Now, thank you, everybody.
See here, young man.
Oh, I'm so happy. I'd like to go to the organ now and play jealousy for you all.
Wait a minute. We don't like to put a damper on this, but you know what this means?
Yes.
It means that out of your salary, every week, before you even see it, a certain amount of money is going to be withdrawn.
Yeah.
And it goes to the account which you owe with the hotel where you had your April Fool's Day party. Now, what do you think of that? We couldn't stop, Webb, but there's nothing we can do anymore.
Well,
will you help him up?
He is fainted dead away.
Here, Webb, let me give you a... Throw some water on him, somebody. I think that's good for this. Here, come on, Webb. Hey, hey. Hello, boy. You're all right. Boy, you really fainted dead away there.
Oh,
I'm sorry to have to break the news to you that way, Webb, but there is one bright note. We've set aside time later in the show for you to play Jealousy. We hope that'll make you feel better.
Well, my suit's all wet now, and my skirt's damp, and that's my clothing, so...
I could lend you my overalls that are down at my locker.
Slick off, buddy.
Okay, if that's the way you feel about it.
I'm going to go on home. See you.
So long, Webby
Webster. Oh, wait a second. You can't get in there. Your home, so-called.
What?
Oh, that's right. I forgot
about
that part.
The locker's been changed and everything, Webb.
Yeah,
so
see, they took
your
property, too.
I'm staying here with my clothes on.
Now, would you like my coveralls?
Webby, you laughing or sobbing? I can't tell.
Very thin line between
kind of
his laugh and his sob.
Yeah.
Webb, why don't you go over there and look out of what used to be a beautiful picture window and stare at that air shaft.
It isn't much to look at, but it's about all we can offer you. Okay.
Now,
very sorry.
Standing by at the Gourmet Club, of course, our two reporters. Two reporters are standing by.
Don't open that line yet, Cyril.
And would they come in, please, from the Gourmet Club in Midtown?
Implied here at the Gourmet Club as we greet the guests of the Bob and Ray entertainment establishment known throughout the East. Claude, have you spotted any celebrities here this evening?
Looking about the room, I noticed close by here at table 7 is Tony Perkins and Tony Curtis.
Over there at 25, I see Tony Arden, a well-known singer. And I think Tony Martin was here earlier, wasn't he?
I believe so. Ray Anthony is conducting the orchestra. You can probably hear on stage the Gormley Gourmet Club dancers, who really dance around in a real maniac type of way.
They really dance up a storm once they set their minds and their feet to it.
Elsewhere, Tony Quinn is here. Marlon Tony Brando.
Tennessee Tony Ford is also among the guests who are being entertained and who are waiting for
England,
the
Senate. Tony Eden is here, along with Tony Armstrong Jones.
And Gene Tony, the ex-champion of the world.
And Tony Hammerstein, the songwriter.
Now I see the doors at the rear of our great gourmet hall are opening. That means the pages are arriving, bringing with them the sandwich of a famous person.
Pages coming down the center aisle now atop a purple pillow with fringe.
Well, the page isn't atop the pillow, Claude. It's the sandwich.
Thank you very much.
Right.
Thank you for correcting me on the
air. Why, you idiot! Someone tripped one of the pages, and for the first time in Gourmet Club history, the sandwich has been dropped onto the floor. And,
who tripped them?
There's audible silence here as... Everyone wonders what will happen next.
The sandwich is all over, so to speak.
Brush it off.
Well, it came through. It's certainly no surprise now. The filling is still in the paper and would appear to be...
egg salad.
If you say so.
Isn't that egg salad?
And the bread is rye bread. Caraway seeds have been removed by a sterile tweezer. And the crusts have been removed with a dull knife, giving a rather ragged approach, or appearance, I should say, to this sandwich.
It's been pointed out to me that we haven't announced the owner of the sandwich, Claude, and I think that's all too important in this little ceremony.
I think the way the sandwich was presented, that probably we are doing our guest a great favor by not even giving his name.
It's very possible he won't even eat this sandwich after what it's been through.
So, let's forget the person whose sandwich it was, and we'll send him a apology. In the return mail.
Our thanks to him anyway for having played our radio
and
game.
The page, you can be assured, will be dismissed.
Now, from the Bob and Ray Gourmet Club, as dancing resumes, we return you to our studio.
Now, a word from one of our kind subscribers.
Pepsi-Cola refreshes without filling. Why? Because it's truly light.
Charlie, you're forgetting something.
Wait, Kay, there's more. Yes, ice-cold Pepsi is the delicious refreshment that goes great at a picnic or a party.
But, Charlie...
And Pepsi goes fast. People like it, so keep plenty handy. There.
Oh, you did fine, except for one thing.
Well, I mentioned lightness and how Pepsi refreshes and how fast it goes.
You left out Pepsi sociability. You know the Be Sociable song.
But, Kay, I can't sing.
I can. Listen.
Be sociable, look smart, keep up to date with Pepsi, drink light, refreshing Pepsi, stay young and fair, everywhere, be sociable, have a Pepsi.
Well, at least I can say this. Pick up an extra carton of Pepsi today.
Please do.
Feature of the Bob and Ray Show, we bring you another episode of One Fella's Family. Today's episode, entitled Hiding Easter Eggs, is taken from Book XII, Chapter VI, pages 12 through 19. It's early evening now as we look in on the family. We find father and mother standing inside the living room door, peering out through the bay window or oriel. We hear...
Yes, there are plenty of more places we could hide Easter eggs, Fanny. For instance, over the porte-cochere.
Over whose chair?
Over the porte-cochere.
Oh, I'm sorry, I wasn't listening. I was trying to think. Maybe we could put some back of the drapes.
Yeah, that's what I meant, Fanny. Here, I'll just climb up on the stepladder.
Oh, be careful now. Be careful.
When are the children coming down for our Easter egg hunt?
I think they'll all be down early Sunday morning. Yeah.
Good to see the twins again. Whoop.
You all right? Did you want a splash?
Hey, just a bit, please.
All right.
Yep, fine. Now, how about hiding an egg behind the radiator?
Are you out of your mind?
Yeah. Maybe you're
right. Put one of those things in the back of the radiator for 2 days. Hardly be a secret where it was.
Yes, you're right, Fevy. Can I make you one?
I don't want any eggs now, thank you, no.
No, I need one of these.
Oh, yes.
Little splash.
That's enough. Thank you.
Have you kept track of how many eggs we've hidden so we'll know when they're all found?
Started off with a dozen and a half. I've got two here. And, that would be...
That would be 18 to begin with.
A dozen and a half, and I have two. That means we've hidden 16, right?
Right. Now, I think maybe I can...
You know, another good idea, aside from real eggs, hard boiled this way, is get, like, jelly beans or something.
What's that you said, Sandy?
The kids like jelly beans. Sweet, you know, you could,
Well, I like you, sweet.
Yes.
Yeah.
Thank you.
There you are. Oh, there's nothing like Easter time.
No,
back,
no,
come back
no,
home.
Nope, there ain't nothing to beat it. Nope, nope. Hey, let's have a couple of these hard-boiled eggs. They're not bad.
Good idea.
You have been listening to One Fella's Family. Brought to you as a feature on the Bob and Ray Show.
You care for an Easter egg announcer?
Blast off, buddy.
Yeah.
One Fella's Family. You confused me so. Yeah. Today's episode, entitled Hiding Easter Eggs, was taken from book XII, chapter VI, pages 12 through 19. One Fella's Family is written and produced by T. Wilson Messy. This is a Messy production. Let me assure you, you're in trouble, buddy.
Hi, Whitey. Gonna throw a few fast Whitey Ford curves?
Not now. It's spring and my car's got a date at the service station.
Hello, Mr. Ford. In for that spring oil change?
Right. And it's time for a fresh Fram oil filter. Better check my engine air filter, too.
Will do, Mr. Ford.
Hey, you believe in taking good care of your car, eh, Whitey?
You bet. The car needs regular oil changes and a fresh Fram filter every 5,000 miles.
Well, why a new filter every 5,000 miles, Whitey?
Because stop-and-go driving can load your oil fast with sludge and do real engine damage.
Maybe I'd better get fresh filters for my car.
Positively. And I suggest Fram filters.
All set, Mr. Ford. Oh, I replaced your dirty engine air filter with a new Fram, too.
The great Yankee pitcher Whitey Ford has the right pitch on filters. He's set for spring with a fresh Fram oil filter and a Fram air filter, too.
Well, this is a real coincidence. It's time for our Bob and Ray April Award.
That's right. Award time again. And let's have the fanfare, please. Perfect. For the best acting by an athlete on a commercial on our program.
In the last 5 minutes.
Goes to Whitey Ford.
Webb, do we have director? Oh, director.
Wait, Bob, that's not his field either.
No, I wonder whether you had time to play Jealousy, but I'm afraid
I've got enough to play anymore.
We're getting really up. Well, I know that you're getting over the sudden shock of the bad news we had for you, but maybe by Monday you'll be feeling better.
Hope so, and we hope everyone, of course, will have a very happy and sunshine Easter. We'll be back to say so long, though, in 10 seconds.
Dancers were impersonated.
Right. See you in the Rotor Reviewer, Bob.
Right.
Until Monday, Ray Goulding reminding you to write if you get work.
Bob Elliott reminding you to hang by your thumbs.
This is the CBS Radio Network and KCBS AM/FM San Francisco.
and San Francisco.